Lectura del Evangelio de hoy dice algo importante sobre nuestra vida como cristianos. Y que es eso. Se trata de lo que Jesús espera de nosotros. Él espera que sus seguidores den testimonio de la fe sin temor ni vergüenza. Los primeros cristianos predicaron las buenas nuevas con gran valentía y amor. Nunca temieron ningún acoso por parte de las autoridades. El miedo a veces sirve como terreno fértil para que el enemigo, el diablo, opere en nuestras vidas. Brothers and sisters, in the gospel of today, we are invited to ponder something important as Christians. And what is this? It is about Jesus' expectation of us. He is inviting us, he is expecting us as his followers to witness to his faith without fear, without shame. We are told that the early Christians preached the good news with great courage and love. They were never afraid of any harassment from the authorities. Fear, as it were, sometimes serves as a fertile ground for the enemy, that is the devil, to operate in our lives. Entonces, Jesús dice, si alguno se declara por mí en presencia de los hombres, yo me declararé por él en presencia de mi Padre que está en los cielos. ¿Sabes que durante los sacramentos de iniciación en la iglesia nos declaramos por Jesús? Por lo tanto, no hay nada que temer cuando te has declarado por Jesús, porque el que está en nosotros es mayor que el que está en el mundo. Dios está en ti y contigo en todo momento. En la confirmación, no solo recibimos el poder del Espíritu Santo, sino que también nos animamos a ir y dar testimonio de Jesús al mundo como los apóstoles. Sin embargo, Jesús sabe que muchos de sus seguidores definitivamente pagarían un alto precio por obedecer sus enseñanzas. Sin embargo, hoy nos anima a que no tengamos miedo ni nos sintamos avergonzados de practicar públicamente nuestra fe en él. So we're saying that Jesus says, if anyone declares himself for me in the presence of men, I will also declare myself for him in the presence of my Father in heaven. Do you not know that during the sacrament of initiation in the church, we declare ourselves for Jesus? Therefore, there is nothing to be afraid of when we have declared ourselves for Jesus, for He that is in you, that is in us, is greater than what is in the world. God is in you and with you at all times. During confirmation, we are not only empowered by the Holy Spirit, but also we are emboldened to go and witness Jesus to the world like the apostles did. Though Jesus knows that many of his followers will definitely pay a high price because we have decided to follow him, yet he encourages us today that we shouldn't be afraid. We shouldn't feel ashamed to publicly practice our faith in him. Que Dios te bendiga.